The following recordings are a series of reconstructed audio logs attributed to the Nebula 371's alleged ferry project. The original tapes, which were personal journal entries of the spacecraft's operator, have had certain identifying information, including the operator's name and hypothesized whereabouts, redacted. These recordings were retrieved by the Extraterrestrial Investigations Agency in October, year 2024. The files are presented chronologically with distinct audio cues indicating the start of each respective log entry.
Hello. Sorry. Cycle 15. Hello. I'll keep this short, as I'm about to connect to ground control for the second time, and I want to prepare myself so that I can be as concise and neatly packaged for them as possible. Today, I've only done some external maintenance and initiated the third full calibration. I expect no complications. Physical state? Normal. Well, minor fatigue. No issues. Mental state? Alert. Cycle 30. I'm finally settling into the routine, following the manual as closely as I can. The ship is large, and I'm relying on surveillance for most checks. It's efficient, even if it feels strange. But this vessel was designed to run on automation anyway, so I suppose this is how it's done. Still, I haven't set foot in even a fraction of the compartments yet. I'm doing well. Cycle 132. Physically, I'm fine. I just keep getting minor wounds during external maintenance because of my carelessness. Nothing medbay can't fix. Mentally, I'm okay. Just wish that ground control would respond to my signal. All systems are running smoothly. Cycle 189. The computer keeps telling me that routine and scheduling time for oneself is important. So I've started making time for staring out through the bay window. I hope that makes computer happy. Cycle 199. The levels are all off. Today, the dials flicker and buzz in ways that are unfamiliar. I'm stuck at the window, overlooking dead and dying stars, feeling like a passenger aboard my own ship. I've been slacking with upkeep. I cringe every time I pass maintenance. Cycle 247. The photonic connection is spotty, and after having read all the books on board, I've started reading manuals and the small text on the signs as I walk through the hallways. Currently, I'm reading about, abnormal variations and divergence in matter. And waiting for me on my nightstand, we have binary maneuvering emergency override. Cycle 260. As I was doing some external repairs, yes, I still find it daunting, replacing some parts on the nav beacon. Something flew by. It couldn't have been an asteroid, because computer would have pinged it. And I'm fine. In fact, what shook me most about this non-event was that I felt such relief. I'm not alone. Cycle 542. I had an argument with the computer. Cycle 603. Today I turned off the gravity again in the docking area, and all the lights that the computer allows. And then I just float there in the darkness. I don't know for how long, maybe hours, maybe a cycle. Long enough for my skin to start cracking. Long enough for the pieces to come off. I let them float away from me till I'm surrounded in a cloud made of my own fragments. I feel as if I'm merging with the fairy, that if I stay just like this for a few moments more, perhaps I would become it. I wake up when I bump into a wall. Cycle 680. You know what's funny? I can't leave. I found an area I've not been in before. Cycle, I don't know, 900 something. There are these tubes covering all the walls, some sort of containers, organic material on the floor, pieces of something brittle. I swear I've been here before. I made up with computer today, and as consolation, it halted the ferry. Then ground control suddenly came through on the subspace radio after all this time, and I told them I've been reading all the manuals, and please let me know why I'm here, where am I going, and why am I all alone? I decided to stay here. Ground control says it's a hostile environment. Ground control says keep moving. Ground control says do a silly little dance. I was born out of an egg. I'm not the only one.
This concludes the IFP tapes. As a reminder, by engaging with this audio, you have consented to the terms of the ETIA's non-disclosure agreement and are prohibited from discussing or sharing any details of what you've heard.